This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show live at the Eagles NovaCare Complex. Champ Camp, Eagles and Browns just wrapping up practice today. And now we are joined by Eagles running back Will Shipley.
Will!
Will, how was it today, man? Looked like a hot one out there today.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it was definitely one of those days that grows that callus a little bit. But I really appreciate y'all having me on.
You know what, Will? We're just going to jump right into it, man. I think that as a running back that you have great field vision. But, dog, when we going to work on that breakaway speed, dog? When is that coming?
Yeah, you know, it's coming for sure. There's no doubt. You know, there's a lot of different parts of the game that I got to continue to work on. And, you know, there's no doubt that I got my head down and I'm doing it.
No, you know what's funny, though? I like the way you run because, like I said, when you hit the hole, you hit the hole. Is it more so just getting you – because you had a long run the other night. Is it just you – is it one of those things where you just have to get used to – To running that far?
Yeah, you know, I really never had a problem with it. You know, I would say I'm guessing you're talking about one, the NFC Championship run mm-hmm. against the Commanders. And, you know, you look back to it, I played a full game, and I can't tell you the last time that I had run 60 yards like that, which is 100% on me. I take full responsibility for that, no doubt about it. You know, so just being in a position where I can learn from that experience and to be ready for that. So now throughout practice on my last rep, you know, I can boom,
take
I
it to
can
the
burst.
House.
Yeah, exactly.
Take it to the house.
So just getting those experiences, they'll definitely humble you. But at the end of the day, I've just got a growth mindset. So I learn from. And then, you know, the preseason game against the Bengals, Tyler Steen does a great job, opens it up. Han, you know, gets the guy on the outside. I make a cut, but it's not exactly vertical, uh-huh. right? I'm still kind of etching towards the sideline. So then when I go to make my move, I got four less yards than I normally would have to work with. So I feel like I got to stiff arm him, and then he grabs that hand. If I don't throw that stiff arm, if I get vertical straight out of that cut, then
it's a wrap.
Exactly, right? So, you know, I think people that watch it could say, you know, you ain't got the – I'm very confident in my speed. And I got no doubt
about
it. No,
you got it. It's just that, you know, it's them angles, man.
Exactly. And like I said, I got a growth mindset. So I'm looking forward to the next opportunities and, you know, being able to capitalize on them.
Well, Well, for the record, that's you. I think you have the breakaway speed.
Well, you know, so. I told you. Like, but see, to be honest with you, because I was on here talking trash when you weren't here, and so, you know, to keep my street cred, I got to, you know, I got to talk about it.
My ears were hot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I got to keep street cred.
Well, going into this season, though, because you're in line for a bigger role this year, Kenny Gainwell leaves in the offseason, do you approach things any differently knowing that you're probably going to get more playing time being that main guy to kind of spell Saquon during games?
You know, I would say the preparation is very similar, but the mindset has got to change a little bit, and it has. You know, just it being a four core guy last year, really taking you know, a lot of pride in my special teams play. You know, the punt unit, just really every unit, and being able to still take pride in that stuff, but also understanding that I've got to get myself ready to step in and make the most of my opportunities and help the offense win as well. You know, whenever that opportunity presents itself. So, you know, last year I definitely tried to prepare as if I was the starter. You know, that's something I hung my hat on and a slogan that I kind of ran off of last year. But the mindset is definitely different going into this year and just making sure I'm mentally, physically, spiritually ready to go.
Yeah, and one of the things with you, Will, is you're multidimensional in terms of running, receiving, did a lot of that at Clemson as well. Any guys you kind of modeled your game after coming up?
You know, I would say it's really a handful of different guys that I watched growing up, you know, and not even like big-time NFL guys, you know, big-time NFL names, you know, like Elijah Hood from Charlotte Catholic, had a little stint in the league for the Carolina Panthers, played at UNC. You know, I grew up watching him play high school football. And, you know, just different guys over the years that I watched and, you know, was able to get in contact with. And, yeah, just kind of a little bit of everybody.
What was it like being in the meeting room with the likes of Saquon Barkley? What did you learn from him?
Yeah, you learn something every day from him. And yeah, he's a special cat. There's no doubt about it. On the field, off the field, as a role model, just who he is. You know, they say you don't want to meet your heroes, but I say he debunks that you know, thought, that theory 100% of the time. You know, because that's just who he is. You know, in the weight room, in the film room, I mean, you can learn something from him every day. So continuing to have that growth mindset and just appreciate where God has put me and being able to learn from him and from AJ and, you know, Coach Singleton as well, just how much they've helped me grow within the last year and some change that I've been here has been really, really huge for me.
I'm kind of curious because, you know, seeing what Saquon was able to do last year and being in the meeting room and everything and being in the weight room with him, has it made you change the way you work out a little bit? Have you started to do a little bit more squats or hit the treadmill a little bit more? How has your workout changed?
Yeah, you know, I think there's beauty in God's creation, and God created everybody different. At the same time, you know, he pushes you to be competitive. So you know, I could say I squatted more this off season than I have since, you know, my sophomore year of college. That's solely because of him, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, he definitely pushes me to be competitive. But at the same time, I know that you know, I'm a different back. I'm a different person than him, and I've got different strengths and abilities. So I've got to let those shine while, like I said, just also being able to pick up anything from him that I possibly can.
Eagles running back Will Shipley joining us now after Eagles practice today. And obviously, Will, the talent on this offense is pretty ridiculous. You got Saquon, obviously, the receivers on the outside, Jalen, a quarterback. But this offensive line, obviously, that's a running back's best friend. What's it like running behind those guys with all the talent that you guys have up front?
Yeah, it's really a blessing. You know, I mean, first of all, you just look at them. I get in the huddle and I'm like, holy cow. Yeah, some big-ass dudes, right? No doubt about it. And, you know, also just the way that they communicate, you know, with the running back and help us out with what they're thinking and ask what we're thinking and what we're seeing. You know, it's just a total teamwork. So, you know, it's been a pleasure getting to work with those guys and, you know, can really see just how much they've helped me grow as well.
Yeah, and Will, obviously you went to big school in Clemson, and obviously that's kind of like a theme with this team. A lot of guys from Bama, Georgia. How does playing at a program like that help prepare you for playing at the big stage in the NFL?
You know, I think that it's just the growth and the preparation and, you know, being able to go into those stadiums on Saturdays and seeing, you know, 80-plus thousand people. So, you know, playing in the link as awesome as it is, it doesn't take you back. You know, your eyes don't get too big. It's what you've been doing. You've had those experiences before. So, you know, having Coach Sweeney, you know, a coach like that at a top-tier program is also such a huge deal. And what he instills in you, you know, right when you step on campus your freshman year, it's how can you be a pro at the college level? Because, you know, if you come here, that's where you want to go. And, you know, I was very straightforward with him when I came to Clemson. That's what I wanted to do. So he holds you to that standard, and it definitely pays his dividends for sure.
And just one more for you, Will. You mentioned Coach Dabo there. Dabo Swinney, Nick Sirianni. How would you compare the two of those guys?
Yeah, you know, I don't think you could compare them because they're both so great. It's almost like, you know, Michael Jordan versus LeBron James. Yeah, you have an opinion, but at the end of the day, you just got to admire and appreciate what they're able to do at their respective eras, levels, you know, the whole nine. So Coach Sweeney and what he's done with that Clemson program ever since he became the head guy is truly incredible. You know, I stay in touch with him, and I'm excited for what they got going this year. Gonna, you know, kick some LSU Tigers butt coming up here in the next couple weeks, and then, you know, Coach Sirianni, he does such a great job, just like Coach Sweeney, of really setting a foundation, setting a culture, you know, making sure that you know you're not only playing for yourself, but you're playing for your teammates and your coaches and really just the whole organization. So you know, if I had to compare them, that's the similarity that I would say they both have in common, is just really, really good at setting that culture.
Will Shipley, Eagles running back, should be in for a big role this year. Will, thanks so much for hopping on with us today, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys.
I appreciate it. Good luck thanks this year, Will. And yeah, I'm one of these situations, Hugh, where Will's going to have a big role this year, you know, playing in this offense, being the main backup behind Saquon, and
yeah,
it should be fun to see.
Yeah, and it's with his size and his running ability, man, he's going to be, in my eyes, he's going to be that change of pace back. He's going to be that guy that when you're out there, you're trying to tackle Saquon, they're going to put Will in, and you're going to have to try to find him as a defensive lineman. You're going to have to try to find him. And that's tough. Like, I remember, and I've told this story before, man. Like, when B. Mitch played for the Commodores and he would come into the game, he changed the complexity of the game. And it's the weirdest thing to say, but when you have two contrasting styles of runner, it throws the defense completely off, especially when you have an offensive line as big as the one that we have here in Philadelphia. You got Will that can hide behind that line a little bit before he takes off and hits the hole. And, you know, it's going to be good for us. If we're going to be a run-centric team, it's going to be real good for us.
Yeah, and I kind of look at Will, Hugh, and the guy that comes to mind in terms of a role and what it could be like, a little like Darren Sproles. Now, obviously, Darren Sproles was the best at what he did, being that change of pace guy, came in, you know, give him the ball a little bit, you throw the ball to him, but I think Will Shipley can do a lot of those same kind of things. I mean, I was looking up his stats from Clemson. This is a guy who caught 85 balls in college. So
yeah.
I think a guy you can use a lot of different ways.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because when I brought up the breakaway speed thing, you saw how he immediately he identified that and he knew he had to do better. And to be honest, it is about angles. It's about where you hit the angle and how you get the pursuer off kilter or whatever. So, you know, he's been thinking about that because there's a couple, like you said, he thought about the game that I was talking about and in the preseason game. So he's definitely working on that.
Yeah, I had to just make sure I was distancing myself there.
Oh, wow.
And say, Will, I believe in your breakaway speed, man. That's you talking over here.
Oh, come on, man.
There was the one play in the NFC Championship game.
I mean, he got caught. He knew he got walked down.
Yeah,
he knows that. He said it. He acknowledged that.
Yeah.
He knew he has to be better.
We need to see him break one free.
Yeah, he got,
and
he
then after
break.
The game, say, this is for Hugh Douglas.
Or just give me the middle finger. That'd be more of a Philly thing than anything. Just give me a middle finger. that idiot radio host, with all due respect.
With all due respect.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
But Will Shipley will be in for a big role this year, and excited to see what he does. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We will be talking to Azeez Ojulari here in a few minutes as well. And this segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. That also means back to school. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Azeez Ojulari will be coming up in a few minutes here. Another guy who I think is going to be interesting to talk to, Hugh, in terms of one of a lot of guys in that edge rusher rotation where, obviously, you lose Josh Sweat in free agency. You lose Brandon Graham to retirement. And it feels like Ojulari, Josh Uche, all these guys, they're all going to need to combine to kind of replace what they lost.
Well, pass rush by committee.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like what they did last year. You know, we talk about that team that had 60 sacks and how who they had out there. This team was more of a committee pass rush team. And I think that that's a good thing because it allows you to keep everybody fresh and it allows you to keep guys out there on the edges that are going to give the tackle fits. Tackles never come out the game.
Yep.
And normally when they watch film, they watch for one individual's tendencies and they try to combat those. But when you have 4 to 5 different guys out there that are rushing on the edge at different times, it's kind of hard to lock in to what they're trying to do. And I think that's the benefit of having guys or multiple guys that can rush the passer.
Yeah, and you were one of those guys where it's a little different than it was when you were playing back in the day. Because you were pretty much, especially early in your career, kind of almost an every snap guy.
Yeah, it never came off the field. Only time I came off the field was when it was like a goal line situation. So played a lot. And it allows you, in this era, to the longevity thing, the way that they practice now, the way that they rotate guys, because on average, you get probably 60 to 65 snaps in an NFL game. You got guys that are playing 30 snaps a game because they're splitting those reps. Offensive linemen probably grade out 60 snaps a game. So you're in a situation where you're allowed to be a lot fresher.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they were out there for a while today, almost a two-hour joint practice today with the Eagles and the Browns. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
It was TK Coffee. You hear me?
Yeah, we got you, dog.
Got you, man.
What's up, man? I want to talk about the Eagles a little bit. And I want to talk about the Phillies and the Rangers. For me, man, I'm a little concerned about – TK, I disagree. I'm a little concerned about our defense. I know you said last year we had the number one defense. But to me, that was last year, TK. Every year is different to me. And to me, you just can't – there's a lot of other questions with losing Gardner Johnson, losing Darius Slay. To me, there are key pieces to our defense that we had last year. This is a whole different – this is a different season, a different year. So we know Fangio, last year he put the pieces together. He got it together. But this is a whole new year, and I feel like we got to look back and think how we let too many guys go, because all teams are going to do – is they're going to attack our weak spot. They're not going to throw on Quinion's side. They're going to throw on the bum side. Pretty much, they're going to throw on that weak side that they know they can get yards on. Pretty much what happened to Ringo in preseason.
Well, this is the thing, Terrence. I get it. I just think we're a little too focused on the guys they lost and not the guys that are still here. I mean, there's still a lot of talent on this defense.
It's a lot, though, TK. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of losses defensive, on the defensive line, also in the secondary. So, This is a new year where there's a lot of unanswered questions that we got to look at. And we can't just go off of last year and the Super Bowl win and the run that we had last year, because every season is different. And we got to keep that in mind, you know. As for the Phillies, I think Rob Thompson can get us to the promised land, but I think it's up to our bet. It's up to these players to finish the job. And if the playoffs started right now, I'm taking Taiwan, because Ranger, the biggest thing about Ranger, he's been inconsistent to me.
Terrence. And appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, you cut him off quick.
You couldn't get off the phone.
We're about to be joined by Aziz Ojulari here. Eagles defensive end. Terrence, but
can we address the elephant in the room? I mean, damn, you just rushed him off the phone, real quick.
We got Terrence or Aziz.
Get your ass off the phone, Terrence.
We got a guest in the booth here, you. What am I supposed to do?
I mean, you ain't even letting him finish his thought, though, TK.
I mean, he wanted Taiwan over Ranger.
Aziz.
We got the gist of it.
You get a man a minute to get ready. You got him. You got Buddy off the phone quick.
Hey, I had a quick trigger there. I had a quick trigger with him.
premature much?
Hey, I'm not messing around here, you. I mean, this is a big joint practice today.
Terrence ain't never going to call us back no more.
Terrence, we'll talk to you coming up here. But Aziz Ojulari joining us now. Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas. Aziz, thanks for hopping on, man. Appreciate it. How'd it feel going up against somebody else today, not beating up on your own teammates?
Nah, I feel great. You know, we're coming out here,
competing together with your brothers. It always feels good to go against somebody else, a different opponent, a different jersey, and just ready to work.
Was that you out there scrapping, dog? I couldn't see the number, but who was out there scrapping?
Nah, I was scrapping, man. You know, when things get hot and get competitive, you know, things can turn different ways.
What was that? Was that a D-line, offensive line thing?
Nah, I think it was probably like a cornerback.
Oh, the DB? Yeah, the DB's getting a little chippy. It's always a funny thing when the little guys be out there fighting, man.
Yeah, nah, it's funny, man. I know they're competing and they're going hard, so, you know, things can get
So since you've been here in Philadelphia, what is the biggest difference you've noticed about here as opposed to being up north?
Man, I just feel like, you know, everyone here come together. Like, the energy in the building is different. Like, when you step in here, you know, my brothers that I've been new, you know, from Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, y'all kind of deep up in this
different
piece,
man. Like, you just feel the energy, man. Everyone's ready. Everyone's competing. Everyone's just, like, upbeat and just ready to rock.
Yeah, and Aziz, obviously you come in here, play for kind of a legendary defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio. You play for some good ones in your time. How does Vic compare to a guy like, you know, Wink Martindale in New York, who you played for up there?
Man, he knows it all, man. He's the one, man. It's great to be out here with him and just competing and getting better every single day to get tips from him, the legend like that he is, and it's just always amazing, man, just to keep getting better.
So how do you feel like how do you feel you're integrating your game into what the Eagles are trying to do here? How do you feel that that's going?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's going good. You know, just taking it one day at a time, just trying to take every day to continue to get better and improve every time I step on the field and just leave it all out there and continue to just take it one step at a time.
Yeah, and Aziz, last year, obviously, for the Eagles, a huge story of the season was the success Saquon had. I'm interested from your perspective, being up there, seeing your former teammates.
Oh, yeah, you saw him when
here.
He was up there and they were talking about he was trash.
Yeah, and have that kind of season. What was that perspective like, seeing what Saquon was doing while you're up there?
Yeah, nah, it was amazing, man. You know, I always knew Saquon was that guy, and he's an amazing player. And, you know, when he got here, he was able to just keep doing what he did to an extremely higher level, and he's just take it over, and it's just great to see him do what he do, because I know how hard he worked. I see him up there in New York grinding every day. He had some injuries, and he came here. He just kept doing what he do and showed it at a crazy level.
See, I'm about to ask a question. Now, I'm going to let you off the hook by saying you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. Yeah. Because you were in that locker room last year to see Saquon doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
So how many times did y'all go to work, and y'all be like, damn, dog? You see what Saquon doing now in Philly? How many times did that conversation happen?
Hey, it happened a couple times, man. We were excited for him, though, man. We were excited for him, man.
Saquon, wait a minute, now. Here's the second part of that now. So how many people, like, when y'all were talking about how well he was doing, y'all kind of looked off into space and was like, damn, I wish I was in Philly right about now.
Nah, we on the defensive side, so that's different. So there you go.
Come on, man.
I'm happy for Saquon, because they call it though, man. He's a dog, man. He's an animal.
Okay, one more. This is the last one. And y'all's up there like, damn, these coaches are a bunch of damn idiots.
Oh, man.
Damn, I wish I was in Philadelphia right now. Did anybody say that looking like damn? These coaches don't know what the hell they doing.
Nah, we were happy for Say, man. It was tough, man. We were all happy for him, man. We knew he could go crazy like how he did, so we was all happy for him.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, though. That
was cool.
Great to see. Aziz Ojulari joining us now, Eagles defensive end. And Aziz, coming into this year, I mean, obviously you played on that side for so long, now in Philadelphia. You know, how does it feel to being on this side of the rivalry where, you know, it's a team you face twice a year for your career so far? How does it feel to be on the other side of things?
Man, you know, it feels good, you know. You know, I was on the other side for a couple of years, but now I'm on this side. You know, it feels great to be here. I'm excited to be here. I'm ready to rock all the great guys that came here, that rushed before me and played the defensive end position. It's just amazing to look up to and just continue to get better every day and just see how they do things here is different. And, you know, what they have done is amazing. And just want to keep going.
Yeah. You're really locked in, too, man, because, I mean, that's kind of like being your mantra. You, this is for you. You're looking at this as an opportunity to, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, get back on track and kind of, you know what I mean, on the right side of this thing.
For sure. Yes, sir. I take it every single day. Just take that approach. Just get better, continue to improve my game, and whatever I could do to help this team win, I'm here to do it and ready to rock for real.
And coming to a new team, Aziz, obviously a different situation for you. Do you feel like you have anything to prove coming into this season?
I feel like, you know, every year you got to come out here and, you know, play at your best every single year, every single day. You got to keep proving it every single day. When you step on that field, you got to give it all you got and just continue to try to dominate and just upbeat your game and just keep trying to get better every single day. You just got to keep going.
Now, I know that you just got here. I haven't been here too long, but the Eagles obviously lost the leader at the position that you play, Brandon Graham, guy who's here for so long. Just in your short time here, who do you see as some of the leaders on that side of the ball in the defense?
Man, you got a couple guys. You know, Jordan Davis, Zach Bond, you know, J.D., like, everyone really, I mean, Nolan, you got guys that have been here. You know, they've been through that, Reed. You know, they've been through it. They've been through everything. You know, they won. They had some losses. The guys that have been through, you know, everything. And, you know, they're ready to lead and lead this team to victory for real. And you just follow their steps. I feel like they're going to lead us in the right direction.
So what them dogs going to do this year, man?
Hey, them Bulldogs. We got to run it. Hey, championships. We need it, man. SEC championship, national championship. We need it all. We got to get back to it.
There you go. And just one more for you here, Aziz. You know, as you were coming up, obviously pass rusher, there's so many guys to watch. Anybody who you've kind of watched pick things up from and kind of tried to model your game after, maybe Hugh Douglas?
Man, this cat don't remember when I played. He was a baby.
I mean, I am a young guy, but still, man. I mean, there's a lot of great guys that came through here, man. You know, I love Sweat Game, Brandon Graham, you know, a couple guys, Justin Houston, like my build, you know, and I like the way they rush and play this game. And I like watching their film, what they've done out there, and just try to just keep getting better and take little things I can take from them and add it to my game and come out here and show it every day.
And just one more for you here, Aziz. Obviously, opener coming up in a few weeks against the Cowboys, but later in the year, we all know you will play the Giants twice. Yeah. Any extra motivation going into those games to kind of, you know, show the Giants what they missed out on?
You know, I'm gonna go out there and compete. Like,
he's trying to keep it PC.
I hate the Giants.
You know, this is the game of football. I love. I go out there and ball. And, you know, play hard as I can, and you know, make plays and celebrate my teammates for real. We try to win.
Well, awesome. Well, excited for this season. Aziz Ojulari, obviously going to be an important part of this Eagles defense. Thanks a lot for hopping on with us today.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Aziz Ojulari, Eagles defensive end, in with us. When we get back, we will be joined by Elliot Shoreparks coming up in a little bit as well. Talking about the Eagles defense, Phillies coming into this season. Who would be your fourth starter in the playoffs, Taijuan Walker or Ranger Suarez? And we also need a fair or foul ruling on something Hugh and a coworker did this morning. Or, no, one of our coworkers did this morning.
Wait a minute, did I do it?
You had a scared look on your face.
Yeah, because I was like, damn, what'd I do?
Yeah, we need your ruling.
I was like, what'd I do?
One of our coworkers did. He was like, am I going to get called in the office
again? Wait a minute, what did I do?
No, you're all good, Hugh. I read that poorly. That was, you know, on me.
I know
that's
the HR lady. I know Miss Cynthia by name.
Cynthia. That's coming up. Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas. We're at Eagles training camp. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The Labor Day sale is on at the Mattress Warehouse, people, and it's your chance to score the lowest prices of the season. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 on the best-selling mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest Sealy, Purple Casper, and more. Purple and Casper, that's, you know, just in case y'all didn't know, that's two different bed types. Plus, you can save up to $700 off on adjustable sets. What that means, people, is the adjustable base that you get on your bed. You can prop the bed up. You can prop your legs up. And it even has a vibrating feature, which is pretty cool. And I'm going to leave that just like that. So don't wait. Do what I do. Visit the Mattress Warehouse today and sleep better tomorrow. And when you do, make sure you tell them the big fella sent you, Hugh Douglas. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Oh, yeah. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Hugh Doug, or in Mr. for Joe Giglio. Alongside Hugh Douglas, we're at Eagles training camp, Champ Camp, today. 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Just talking to Will Shipley, Aziz Ojolari. You know, fun interviews with those guys. I think Ojolari has a chance to be a really productive player for this team this year.
Yeah, he does. He didn't want to say a whole lot, man. Like, yeah. It was funny, you know, especially when I was asking about the Giants questions. Had some fun off the air, but yeah, it was – he didn't want to give
– I just wanted him to rip the Giants.
Well, he didn't
want to
give him any bulletin board material, man. And he kept it PC. He just wants to work hard, and you know, he's playing for a good organization now, and he want to move forward with that. I thought it was funny, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and today it's one of Wednesdays, and it's brought to you by McGurk's Pub and Grill. We'll be broadcasting live from McGurk's Liveville tomorrow for the entire show. If you're in the area, stop by.
There you
tomorrow,
go.
Huh?
The McGurk's in Liveville, awesome spot. There you go. So good stuff for you guys tomorrow out at McGurk's. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But we do, and we'll get back to the phones in a second, talking a lot about Rob Thompson. You trust Rob Thompson, manages team to a World Series. The Eagles, do you think they need more help on defense? But first, we need to examine something that happened this morning.
What happened?
With one of our coworkers.
What happened?
And it happened late in the morning show, where I was sitting in here preparing for the show. Mm-hmm. And right before practice, Joe Flacco runs over and enters the bathroom here by the RV. Here's how it sounded as John Ritchie did something I thought was a little odd.
He very nicely took pictures
yes.
with a bunch of people.
He was very kind.
But it was so funny.
Look, athletes have to go to the bathroom, too.
In
you know?
Football pads.
I just talked with him.
You did? All right. So what
I was talking with Joe Flacco in the bathroom.
Oh, you were in the same time? Oh,
yeah.
You were just talking about we
I
saw
went
Joe
to
Flacco
talk to Joe
to
Flacco. You said Joe Flacco went in the bathroom, so I just went
you
over
You went to talk to him in the bathroom? That's amazing. All right. Break it down. What happened?
Joe Flacco.
Break it
down. I talked with him for a while. We were
how's it hanging?
Come on, big guy.
Is that not weird? John Ritchie going over, following. He literally followed Flacco into the bathroom, and I guess they're just standing at the urinal, and John just decides, "Hey, you know what's going on, Joe?"
I'll say this. For anybody else outside of John Ritchie, that's weird. But you have, like, this is why I love John, because John is the purest, most genuine person that you're ever going to meet. And when Will Shipley was here, Will Shipley is probably in his early 20s. Me and John are, like, John's probably close to 50. I'm in my 50s. Will Shipley don't know who the hell, what the hell we did in the NFL. He probably has an idea that we played.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but you don't go back in the archives and watching film. John was talking to him about the fullback position and what it used to be. And Will Shipley entertained the conversation, but that's who John Ritchie is. John Ritchie is the type of individual that's going to speak his mind, and he's disarming when he speaks to you. So it's not like we're like, yo, dog, what you doing? It's because it's his calm delivery and his genuine speak that you're not going to feel like the conversation is out of place.
But he followed him into the bathroom.
Yes, I'm not denying that. But again, if you know John Ritchie, the way that I know John Ritchie, you're not surprised. Like, I've had conversations with John about things that I didn't even know were conversation worthy, you know, uh-huh. But that's just how John is. And he's a joy to talk to. So it's not. And you know how, like,
he is,
Kyle,
a joy.
You know me. I'm not the warmest and the fuzziest person. And I mean, I know that. I'm working on
that's
that.
Right.
But when John speaks, I will sit and we will have a conversation, even if, say, if I have something to do. But when John speaks, we sit and we chop it up. And we chopped it up one day about some shoes. Like, we were just talking about some shoes, or he was talking about the shirt that I had on. And he was telling me about it. Then he gave me a shirt. That's just John in a nutshell, man. John's different in a good way.
This is
John's
really
very different.
Now, I love John. I'm not. This is not a negative toward John. But I don't know, man. Like, if somebody follows
you're
me
right.
into the bathroom
you're
and
right.
to have a conversation with me,
now,
I think that's a little weird.
Now, let me tell you, this is the comparing and contrasting of my teammates. Now, if it's Ike Reese, and as long as I've been knowing Ike.
That's different.
But if I go in the bathroom and I start talking to Ike, I'd be like, man, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you holding a conversation with me? Because that's how we talk.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's different. I'm pretty sure with Richie, I would probably look at him sideways. He probably wouldn't say a whole lot, but he would let him know by his look that, like, dog, what you doing? But he wouldn't, you know, but he would definitely do that to me. He'd be like, dog, what the hell you doing?
Yeah.
We don't have conversations.
We need the official Kyle Quinn ruling on this. Kyle, what's your ruling? Is this a weird move by Richie to follow Flacco into the bathroom?
I mean, it's strange. I wouldn't say it's out of character for John.
I think that's
kind of what he was trying to get at. Like, it's not a move that I would make.
It's definitely strange. Yeah. Like, if Kyle did it, it would be weird. But it's not. That's not out of pocket for John.
Yeah. Right. Like, I could see John just following somebody into the bathroom, being at the urinal. Hey, man, what's going on?
I just found it hilarious how excited he was when he was like, James, you said Joe Flacco was going to the bathroom, so I ran over there. Like, it's just such an odd thing to do.
But he says ran. He is not exaggerating. You could not have seen him sprint quicker.
We've played this game before, and Kyle, follow me when I go here.
Okay.
If you said John Ritchie went with Aaron Rodgers on a retreat to smoke some peyote. would you believe that?
I would not believe
that. That's a believable story. You wouldn't believe that John Ritchie probably smoked some peyote.
I said I wouldn't disbelieve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
That's what I'm saying. He's the
Peyote guy.
John looks like he gets in touch with, you know, his you know, he reaches, you know, he goes and he has he, you know, I'm trying to clean it up.
I don't know if I want to be the Peyote guy at work.
No, yeah. I'm saying he, you know, he partakes.
Yeah. Okay.
He might have a gummy or two.
You're saying Peyote, that's a different
thing. Well, I meant to say ayahuasca, but Peyote came.
You're the gummy guy.
What a ayahuasca.
Yeah. All right.
Well, ayahuasca.
John Ritchie, please give us your thoughts if you think it was a weird move for him.
I don't think it was weird.
Oh, no, he doesn't think it was weird. Did you hear him?
No, he doesn't. No,
he couldn't have been more excited.
No.
Happy for him.
No. He was very pleased with it. It was a funny visual, too. Because Flacco, he's in full pads, you know, going into the bathroom. And
if you don't know, he probably had to, you know, do some gymnastics to get out of the pants to, you know, to perform.
So hard.
Yeah, he had to perform. You know, it takes a little bit of time to adjust.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Justin in Yonkers. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a quick Phillies point and Eagles point also. I'll start with the Phillies. I think Ranger, it's just the truth at this point that he's just not built for a full season. And I think with Nola coming back, it's such a no-brainer to put him on the IL for 10, 15 days, give his arm a couple weeks off and just see what that does for him, because I think there's a chance you give him some rest. You know, I think fatigue is probably what's, you know, causing issues right now for him. And in regards to the question, when you guys said Walker or Ranger, my answer was neither. I'd rather have Jesus Luzardo be the game four starter right now. I feel like he's been a lot better lately, and if he can clean up the mechanics and tipping pitches, I still think stuff-wise, he's kind of right up there with Wheeler and Sanchez. So I would go Wheeler, Sanchez, Nola, Luzardo, if it was in the NLCS at this point.
You got a little.
Yeah, and Justin, I think it's honestly – I think it's all still up for grabs. I could see it being any of those guys. Honestly, I think it's got to play out over the next 6 weeks. But, yeah, Lizardo's just, like, confounding to me. Like, I don't know how to look at him, because sometimes you look at him and you feel like, this guy's got elite stuff. I could absolutely see him starting a playoff game. But then you have these other outings where whether it's tipping pitches, whatever it is, he just looks like he could be a complete disaster in a playoff game.
Yep, I agree. It's definitely who, if he's pitching well going into the playoffs, if he's still having issues, you can't throw him out there. But and then real quick with the Eagles, I'm with Kyle. I think Howie's got to make a move. Just this two, the secondary is too, like, the safety issue for one. Sidney Brown and Makuba, they both already been injured at camp. Sidney Brown got hurt in the first preseason game. He throws his body around with, you know, this team is too good to be, like, we're a Reed Blankenship injury away from a complete disaster, you know, in the safety room. And it just seems like, I like the trade for Bennett, but it just seems like they're just waiting for somebody to take this corner job and nobody's standing out. I just think Howie could definitely make a move like he did with CJ a few years ago and just try to acquire somebody.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Justin. I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. I think, you know, there being some move, I think is, I don't know, likely, I think possible. I just don't think it's going to be a big move. Like, if the Eagles make another move at corner, it's going to be like a Ja'Quarian Bennett type thing. Mm-hmm. They're not going out, I don't think, and trading for, like, a starting corner. Do you think so?
No, and the caller said a few things that kind of, you know, piqued my interest. He said they're waiting for one of the corners to take the job. That's the whole point in starting everybody today. That's the whole point in starting all three guys and the safety at those spots today, because they want to see if somebody's going to shine. Now, this is still a fluid situation, and the season started. I'm pretty sure they're comfortable enough with the guys they have that one of them's going to be the starter. Now, if there's an opportunity to upgrade as the season progresses, they might look into that. But right now, I honestly believe that they're going to go into this season with the guys that they have, because really that's kind of the position that you put yourself in. You know, when you talk about these young corners, you look at Kelee Ringo. He was the guy that was potentially going to step up and be the starter. He hasn't shined. As a matter of fact, the things that I hear about him is he's around the football. He just doesn't make the play. So you're hoping that with, you know, these guys being out there, that he could step up and just the light bulb will go on or whatever. That hasn't been the case. But as far as pushing the panic button, I'm going to say this, and I've been saying it forever. What did you think this defense was going to be last year with all of these different pieces? You didn't know. So all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at this defense, to me, that's in the similar situation that it was in last year when you didn't know, and now all of a sudden you're concerned.
And that's what I keep coming back to, because I was somebody who last year at this time, I was concerned about the defense. I didn't think the defense was going to be very good. And through 4 weeks, I mean, it didn't look like they were going to be very good. But as the season went on, they kind of figured things out. And I don't think it's like overstating it to look at somebody like Vic Fangio and to believe that he will find a way to work this thing and keep it together. Well, he's not a miracle worker, but I do think
you,
like,
said that, by the way.
He can, well, you know what? I think he is a miracle worker. He'll be fine. He'll figure out a way to make these guys good players. He is.
See, I don't look at it like that. I look at it like every defense that you look at has its flaws, and because of the speed of the receivers, a lot of defenses, if they don't have those dynamic corners, they play a lot of zone and they run a lot of stunts up front. We are dynamic enough, in my opinion, from the short practices that I've seen. And I'm not going to lie to you. Like, we don't get to see the practice like the fans get here to see the practice, because, you know, we're obviously doing a show. But I've seen enough that to know that this pass rush is going to be pretty dynamic. You know, when you talk about all the young guys that they have out there, they're going to lean on that heavily. They're probably going to lean into that. Would not be surprised if you see guys moving around to try to confuse offensive linemen to put pressure on the quarterback. And they're going to play a lot of zone on the back end. The biggest thing that you have to worry about, say if Sidney Brown is the starter, is the way that he plays the game. He plays the game wide-ass open, reckless abandon. And we've seen in the past he tends to hurt himself because he is not under control. Ike loves this guy, by the way. And I think he can play, but he has to – maybe throttle it down a little bit so that he can stay healthy.
I agree with that. I think he definitely needs to be a little more under control when he's playing. And by the way, a report, this is from Jordan Schultz. Landon Dickerson underwent surgery today for his meniscus injury. He says the team will play it safe, but the hope is he's back for the early portion of the regular season.
Mm.
So I don't know. I mean, I would not. Yeah. And yeah, I wouldn't rush him back for that game, especially, guys, considering you get 10 days before week two. Probably just hold him out for that Chiefs game.
Yeah. Yeah, that would probably be smart. Going to this game, and it's the Cowboys.
Yeah, and they'll be all right. And the Cowboys stink. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. John Ritchie following Joe Flacco to the bathroom is .. Weird or normal?
It's definitely weird. It's
not normal.
Right. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not what people do. You know, and a lot of times, if we're being honest, it's a good chance you follow somebody in the bathroom, you're going to get an elbow.
That's the thing. I don't think anybody's elbowing Rich.
No, I'm just saying, most of the times if you, like, because I'm in, you know, thinking about if you're in close proximity of the person and you follow them, that might catch you an elbow.
Could you imagine that story if that would have been the case? There ends up being a fight between Flacco and Richie in the bathroom
really
because
think,
Richie followed
him.
I might still take Richie.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I don't think you want to invoke the old John Richie.
I don't know, man. I mean, Flacco, I said this earlier to Ava. Flacco looks like he hasn't aged in 20 years.
I mean, that's,
guy
that doesn't
great.
Say a lot. He looks old.
You think he looks
yeah,
old?
Yeah, he's looked old for about 20 years.
Yeah, that,
I mean, that's not, I mean, that yeah.
Is, you know what? Not, you know, maybe that's it.
He finally caught up to his age, the way he looked. I guess he's aged into his body. I guess that's the way
it is. Because the more I'm thinking about it, maybe when Flacco was 23, he looked like he was 40.
Man, listen, when Flacco got drafted, he looked like he was about ready to start cashing on his 401k. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's an old-ass looking dude. Who was the other dude? Otto Kemp was another old looking cat.
You think Otto Kemp's an old looking young guy?
Okay, Otto looked about 30, 35.
No.
Okay.
Otto
does. I don't know if I see it with Otto. Mm-hmm.
Otto looks 35.
He's got an old face. I'll have to look him up, get a closer view. Let's go to DeMond. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, y'all got me?
What's up, DeMond?
My fault, man. I'm at my boy's football practice right now. Listen, I thought about
you
the birds,
us.
Man. I was listening to y'all the whole time. Mm-hmm. I called about the birds and the defense. Oh, that's what it was, the defense. What's up, Hugh? What's going
What's
on?
What's up, man?
Hey,
oh, now he about to take another shot. DeMond, turn your phone down, man. I mean, turn the radio down because we got a little bit of an echo.
Oh, all right. Hold on. I got y'all on off the speaker. I'm walking away from the booth.
Oh, okay.
You're working out, man. Waiting for practice. But I was calling about the defense, man. I think we're going to be all right, fellas. I heard your conversation a little earlier. I think we're going to be all right, mainly because I think Hugh mentioned it, too. We hit the pass rush. I think our front is going to get to him, Hugh. And y'all just had my man, the guy from the Giants, came
Aziz,
over and interviewed.
Aziz Ojulari, yeah.
He's kind of excited,
right,
man. Listen. He said the locker room was totally different, man. He love it here, man. The camaraderie, the way everybody working together and coming together. He said he loving it, man. I think we're going to do something big, man.
I think it's gonna be okay. Like when you have your secondary that has a lot of questions, you try to cover it up with you know a lot of stunts up front, and getting to the quarterback, man. Try to disrupt that timing as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what I was thinking about our front. And you mentioned it, and we got the most dominant young boy coming back to the game. They were scared of him last year. They were double teaming, triple teaming. He still was giving them work. So imagine these other young guys who coming in who hungry now because sweating them the moves out the way. So now they time to eat. And I think they're going to come and eat, man. And I believe that just that one spot on the back end, y'all right. Ringo and them, I mean, you know, I'm praying that, you know, they get covered up, you know, by the front four. But other than that, I think we good, y'all. I think we good.
Yeah. So how your son team looking, man? What position does he play?
He play defensive line. He on DE. DC line right now. He plays for Penwood Patriots.
Okay, shout out to the Penwood Patriots. Okay.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. Yeah. So I'm out here watching them get their little workout in. They sweating. The boys is hustling. They hustling out here. They doing their job.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Well, there you go, DeMond. Good luck to your son and his team this year. Yeah, I remember, I mean, you obviously did it at this level, but I remember being in high school, being out 2-a-days, full pads, this weather.
It's a little hot, man.
Brutal, man.
Yeah, it's a little hot. It was a little hot.
Yeah.
When I grew up in the era where it wasn't manly to drink water. Hey, listen, drink that water, young fellas. Drink all the water you can. and stay hydrated because you don't want to fool around in this heat.
I mean, let's face it. Not borderline unhealthy, ridiculously unhealthy for that to be the stereotype back 20, 30 years ago.
It was stupid. Oh, if you're drinking water, you're soft. No, you drink water to survive.
Yeah, you drink water because I want to be alive.
Yes.
All right? I need to hydrate so I'm not passing out.
You know, when you think about it like that, TK, a lot of stuff that we did when we were younger, like riding bikes without helmets, was stupid. It was really stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not drinking water because you didn't think it was cool. That was stupid.
Yeah.
That was really stupid.
And for grown-ups to be like kind of like encouraging this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, not very smart. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But you look at the other corner spot, and I do think this is interesting. Like, if you look back at the Eagles offseason, you know, I'm wondering what the move would be that Howie would have done differently if he could. Like, a lot of it, you're not going to be able to re-sign guys. Even with Slay, I think the price tag was too high.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I look at, Hugh, is Isaiah Rodgers, because I was surprised he left. I mean, he didn't get a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that, I felt like he played a critical role last year, being the guy who could step in. We know Slay would go out of game sometimes. Quinyon Mitchell basically missed the entire Rams game after going out on that first possession. Do you think that's a move that they might regret, is not bringing back Isaiah Rodgers?
I don't know if regret is the right word, TK. Surprised, maybe, because they probably felt that he was going to be here and probably surprised that he got the money that he got in free agency. But, you know, you brace for stuff like that when you win a Super Bowl, because a lot of times the turnover is a lot more than it was for the Eagles. Now, we knew Milt Williams, he was gone, because we saw who was at the grave there the year before when he went to Javon Hargrave when he went to San Fran. You knew that was going to happen. So you're prepared for that one. I would say that's the one. The corner one was the one that kind of got people by surprise, because you thought, you know, with Slay leaving, that he would automatically step in and be that guy. That wasn't the case.
What do you think, Kyle? Would you feel significantly better if Isaiah Rodgers was here right now?
Yeah. I don't know how you couldn't. Like, and I get people saying that, you know, these guys are now just finally getting a chance to show what they can do. Well, why couldn't they beat out Isaiah Rodgers for his spot last year? I mean, I get Darius Slay was going to be the number one, but if Kelee Ringo was just waiting to finally get his chance, well, he had a chance last year to go in whenever Darius Slay went out, and he couldn't. So if he wasn't good enough to beat out Isaiah Rodgers, I don't know what gives anyone the faith that all of a sudden he's going to come in and finally break through this year. I just don't get it.
We got Jacorian Bennett. Jacorian Bennett will
solve
all your problems.
That's great.
Over there.
Mm-hmm. Traded them for like a four-string defensive tackle.
No, I mean, Thomas Booker was a player here last year.
Uh-huh.
He played, some snaps.
We had. He was one of them, that's for sure.
He was dressed for the Super Bowl, I think.
You know what the ironic thing was? That we were out here the day that all of that went down, and he was out there talking to the fans and, you know, getting the fans all hyped.
Oh, man.
And they shipped his ass out of here as soon as practice was over.
Well, he'll probably get more playing time with the Raiders.
Yeah, he probably will, but it's just crazy how, you know, you're sitting here and you're telling people about how great it was to go on a Super Bowl run. Then next thing you know, you're going to football purgatory.
The one thing the Eagles need to do with Bennett, though, they need to change his number. I mean, number 49 for a corner, that's like a death sentence right there.
Well, it's not a sexy number.
It's a terrible number.
But he could make a name for himself by being the corner that wears number 49.
Yeah, maybe. Huh? I don't know. I think they should get him out of it, personally.
Well, you know, it all depends on when the cuts come. That might be the case.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. When we get back here, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. He'll give us his practice report coming up. Next, we'll ask about Jalen, everything going on with the defense, and we will obviously get to more of your calls. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is The Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.